Greetings to you all, my precious brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's Ariel Stroman speaking one last time this week, and just pray that again the Lord can speak to us, and that some thoughts and scriptures can be presented as an encouragement to you all. So let's just go to the Word and just read that one same scripture that I've read this whole week, Psalms 138, verse 3. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for another day, Lord, and for new grace and new mercy that you show us each and every day, Lord. And I ask once again, Lord, just speak to us to your word, Lord, and whatever you have laid on my heart to share, Lord, may it just be a blessing and encouragement to your people, I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now in Matthew 15, there's a story about a Gentile woman, and she's begging Jesus. We will go to Matthew 15, verse 21. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." I'll just stop there. This woman surely knew who this man was, even being a Gentile. She even calls him son of David. She even knows he's a man that can show mercy. And here in verse 25, she worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." And the respond, you know, may shock a lot of people. But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And yet, this shows her desperation. She says, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." And then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. It's a very encouraging story where you see, or Jesus is not a respecter of person. He will just reach out to whomever cries out to him. Yet she was a Gentile. There's a similar story in Mark 10. You read it in Matthew 20 and also in Luke 18. There's a little difference in between those Gospels, because he's called Bartimaeus in one story, and there's two men in the other reference. But I'll just take the story of Mark 10 here now, verse 46. "Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great multitude. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.'" And this man had heard about Jesus. And also, you know, about blind people, they sharpen their other senses. So their hearing is exceptional. And this man had heard the commotion in the city, knowing something was going on. He had been asking around, "What is all this commotion?" Well, there's a healer in town. His name is Jesus. And when he heard the commotion, he realized, "That man is now passing by me." He saw his opportunity, and he cried out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And they warned him to be quiet, but what does it say in verse 48? He cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. He could not contain himself. That's how desperate he was. No one could hold him back. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer. Rise, he's calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I might receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And what I also like about the ending here, it says, immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. He wanted to follow Jesus. So he was not just healed, to be once a blind man that now can see, but to be a witness of the greatness of God and that he now has sent his son. So two really incredible stories that just show that deep, earnest desire of simple men and women, a Gentile woman and a blind poor man. And Jesus stops and he delivers. And they become great witnesses for the Lord. Now, the last story I want to share is when Paul stood before King Agrippa. That's in Acts 26. Because Paul, by this, you know, this is the end of his ministry, the end of his calling, and he had really made a name, you could say, for himself. He was known, but he had also been made known as the one who now was preaching the gospel, the one who once was a persecutor of Christians, now was a minister of the gospel. So in verse 1 to 3, he's standing before King Agrippa. He stretched out his hand and answered for himself, I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because today I shall answer for myself before you concerning all the things of which I am accused by the Jews, especially because you are expert in all customs and questions which have to do with the Jews. Therefore, I beg you to hear me patiently. So he was preparing him. This might take a while. And he shared then from his beginning, and when he had his, about his encounter with Jesus, about him being, you know, from his youth, being a Pharisee, being a persecutor, and meeting Jesus and being prophesied over as of what he was to do with his time and life from then on. And also, you know, being struck blind. And in Acts 9:6, after he was struck blind, as he had shared in this chapter 26, it says, trembling and astonished, he said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. So he was trembling. He was astonished. You know, he was in a shaking state because he did not know how this would play out. You know, what would be next? And being blind, I also believe that caused an even deeper desperation within him. I need to find out about this. I need to be obedient to this. I need to go to Damascus, and I need to be met by this man who is going to help and deliver me. And let's just continue in Acts 26, verse 16. He says, he's just sharing his testimony where the Lord said, but rise and stand to your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom now I send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. And If we skip down to verse 26, it says, for the king before whom I also freely speak, or speak freely, knows these things. For I'm convinced that none of these things escapes his attention, since this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe. And then King Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuaded me to become a Christian, because he had seen all the commotion. He'd seen the effect of the gospel. So he knew what Paul was talking about here. And that's really what I want to emphasize on, you know, as I close this short sermon and this week's thought too. As I've been sharing different stories from the Bible and also my own testimonies, it is not just about, you know, the desperational part, you know, the crying out part, or the answer from God, you know, that brought deliverance or healing, but the boldness that it brought, as it equips us and is equipping us for the work of the Lord, so that we all can become better vessels of God and better be equipped to whatever the Lord has called us to do. And that's the great thing that I take out from my own experiences, how it encourages me so that I then can encourage others, as all these saints that we read about in Scripture has done, that has, you know, formed the Bible and that has brought life to the gospel. Because Jesus Christ died on that cross to save each and everyone who would believe in him, you know, from eternal hell. And that is the gospel. So then in me, you know, asking, Lord, what do I share? You know, what do I say to, you know, to help or to convince? Or really, I can't convince a single soul. But if I share pure, genuine encounters from the Lord and always back it up with Scripture, it is bound to touch a hungry, seeking soul, a soul that seeks for the Lord. Because we don't seek God. We don't find God. He seeks us. He finds us. And my prayer then is that I can be a help in the hand of the Lord, as anyone listening can be a help in the hand of the Lord to do their calling and to share whenever it is time to share, because we don't speak in and out of season. You know, it says to be ready in and out of season. And then, Lord, grant us the wisdom, you know, when to speak and when to be silent. And I'm just thankful for everything the Lord has done for me in my life, and that he's made the Scripture alive to me. So it's not just stories that I share from the Bible. It's something I know and believe to be the truth. So God bless you and give you strength and whatever you need. And hope you can be encouraged and just press on for the Lord. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.